Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's July 2nd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 4th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene got a message from the daughter of one of our associates. First of all, she says, Mother says your messages make you more alive to her than you have ever been before. I can't understand this because you're dead. When I ask Mom, just giggles and says, I'll understand. I hate I'll understand. But what I wanted to know is this. You said you read the Harry Potter book. Do you watch television? Do you listen to the radio? What are your favorite programs? I'd really like to know.
What your mother is saying, dear one, is that she understands me better. That before she didn't really understand my personality and my character. But the messages that we are sending are helping her to understand me better. That is what she is trying to say, dear one. Do I watch television? Yes, I do quite often. I love Touched by an Angel. And do I listen to the radio? Yes, my favorite programs are Rush Limbaugh and Paul Harvey, who I enjoy very much. Some people would wonder why I listen to Rush. I enjoy him, the way he presents himself and the way he expresses himself. I do not always agree with him. Yes, I do not always agree with anyone. But I love the way the man expresses himself. And he gives us a great deal of information on what the evil ones in the world are doing. And it helps me send out my angelic warriors to battle them. I love information sources like Mr. Limbo. They give us plenty to work on constantly because they dig and find the truth and tell everybody what's going on. And that is extremely useful to us. A lot of the other talk programs around the country are the same way. We love to listen to them because they give us plenty of information to work on, and we need that information every day. Yes, dear one, I watch television, and I listen to the radio, and I enjoy both.
You and Demetrius can have Rush Limbaugh. He bores me.
Alora!
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com.
Linda's busy making supper, so I'm going to take this one alone again. Our new young lady friend has this question. Jesus, Mother makes me wear dresses to church on Sunday. She says I have to wear dresses because young ladies wear dresses. All the other girls get to wear slacks and pants and jeans and shirts, and I can't understand why I have to wear dresses. There's only two or three other girls that have to wear them, and why do I have to wear them? Dear child, there are certain things that are traditions that are good, and these traditions should be followed. And the traditions of the separation of dress of male and female are one of those traditions that should be followed. Your mother wants you to look like a young lady. She does not want you to look like a young man. I do not approve of young ladies wearing pants to church. It is just not done. It is not the way of God. If the weather is bad and young ladies need to wear pants to get to church, that is appropriate. But when they get to church, they should take the pants off and wear dresses during the services. I know a lot of people don't like the idea that girls and boys should dress differently. They think that some young men should be allowed to wear dresses, and I do not think this is appropriate at all. Young men do not wear dresses. It is not appropriate. Young ladies wear dresses. Now, dear child, understand your mother's feelings, follow her wishes, and wear your dresses. I know it's a nuisance sometimes. You want to be like the other girls, and the other girls kid you and pick on you because you do what your mother tells you to do. But you are doing what is right. You are doing the will of God, and that is what you should remember, young lady. That you are doing the will of God, and that's all that matters.
We'll be back again.